They may be grainy, but the pictures leave a clear impression. Dozens of people, including children, dead. Does this video, released today, show that a recent U.S. airstrike in Afghanistan did kill a large number of civilians, despite what the Pentagon has said in the past? Allison Smith reports.
The first pictures from Azizabad showed only the ruins of what the U.S. military called a successful attack on the Taliban. The U.S. tally, 35 Taliban militants killed, perhaps 7 civilians. But there were signs even then that something more terrible happened here. Within days, human rights groups and a UN investigation found evidence that in fact 90 civilians were killed. This grainy cell phone video appears to confirm it. Row upon row of dead bodies, mostly women and children. Disturbing pictures apparently taken by a villager in the local mosque. More than 500 Afghan civilians have been killed in fighting so far this year. The Taliban is regaining some strength, and the worry is U.S. and NATO forces may lose legitimacy with the Afghan people.
We are making too many enemies, and when you're winning or trying to win a war, which requires support from the population and from the government, you can't afford that.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai, in offering condolences for the deaths at Azizabad, told his countrymen relations with the U.S. and other foreign officials had worsened. If I would have been successful, he said, the sons of Azizabad would not have sunk in blood.
The U.S. military, citing new evidence and allowing its initial work at Azizabad may not have been complete, has announced it's reopening its investigation. Allison Smith, CBC News, Washington.